Let's talk a little bit about alien hybridization. Okay. And some of this we're going to have to speculate on, of course. But first and foremost, let's take it from the perspective of if it's happening. If it's happening, how long do you think it's been happening on this planet? I've had guests on this program before. You know some of them who claim that human beings have been around for hundreds of millions of years, if not a billion years.
Right.
What do you think of all that?
Well, that would be Michael Cremo, number one, and I just think the world of Michael. I think his work is just terrific. I like him as a person. But we do have a fundamental difference in that, because I go with the genetic reading of humans as we are today. And humans as we are today are only about in the range of 200,000 years old based on our mitochondrial DNA. So I'm not at all saying that human-like beings, and this one word is the difference between me and Michael and the others who say that, human-like beings could very easily have been on the Earth millions, if not billions of years ago. I don't dispute the evidence that he is so meticulously compiled in his work. But as far as humans as we are today, as you and I and mm-hmm. even him, our DNA says we're only to about 200,000 years old as a species as we are. I do think that we are a product of hybridization, that we are the result of genetic manipulation. I don't see how there's any real doubt of that to anybody who studies it. But I don't think that the humans as we are go back any further than that.
We've got 46 chromosomes in us?
Right, exactly. And all other primates have 48.
So how did they have two more than we?
Well, because what happened, I've written about this extensively in my book, Everything You Know Is Wrong, and if people want to read the nutshell of this, they can go to my website, www.lloydpye.com. I have a series of about 15 different small slideshows there, and they can see the context of what I'm talking about. The last two or three will have this in it, but basically it's this. On Earth, primates have 48 chromosomes. We are the only being that is supposed to be a primate that suddenly, inexplicably, for no reason, has 46 chromosomes. And what that means is when our parents come together to make another one of us, if it's a primate, you have 24 chromosomes in an egg and 24 chromosomes in a sperm. But with human beings, you have 23 chromosomes in an egg and 23 in a sperm. But here's the kicker. The same amount of chromosomal material, the same amount of DNA as a primate is still present in the union. But what's happened with humans and no other primate on Earth is that our second and third chromosomes have been fused into one. Let me repeat that. Our second and third chromosomes have been fused into one. If you were to separate the two, we would go back instantly to having 48 chromosomes. So somebody needed to take that 48 chromosome package and reduce it down so that they could interbreed with us, so that there could be a union, a hybridization with the primates of Earth, with somebody else who didn't have the same number of chromosomes, who had a number less. But you couldn't take out a whole chromosome, because then you don't have a creature of Earth
right.
anymore.
You're missing something, whatever that, I guess, chromosome is supposed to do.
Well, the person who wants to make a hybrid with a primate of Earth at 48 chromosomes, they have to take, and if they have only 46, they have to take one out. But they can't take a whole chromosome out, George, because it's
too
much
something.
DNA.
Yeah.
You just won't have the same thing. So all you can do is force two of the chromosomes into one space so that all the chromosomal material remains, but you still are able to get mitosis with a creature that, with a being that has 23 chromosomes. So that had to be done in order to create us as we are today, and I think that it was done, and I think it's very clear. And I've been saying this for years in my presentations and in my book. If you just simply look at the chromosomal package of the human being, and every geneticist knows this as well as everybody now that I'm telling this, they know that that doesn't happen in nature. That fusing of two chromosomes like that, it happens in a genetics lab. It can't. It just isn't going to happen in the course of nature.
So in terms of evolution, assuming there is evolution, fusing cannot occur.
Fusing like that isn't going to occur. Now, why would it occur? Why would two chromosomes in a being that's reproducing and reproducing and reproducing for millions of years, as we know primates go back for, you know, for several, at least probably 60 to 70 million years, the beginnings of the first primates, the shrews and like that.
Right.
So you've got all that time, supposedly by evolution, and they all have their 48 chromosomes, and suddenly out of the blue, two of them are going to be fused together. And how's that going to happen in the first male and the first female of the new species? In other words, okay, let's just say miraculously it happened. There was a fusion of that chromosome in a male. He's got to find a female that's lined up the same way to breed with to create the new species that we became at around 200,000 years ago. That's lab work. That's not Mother Nature.
Okay, if the fusing then occurred in a lab, in an alien lab, maybe in a spaceship, maybe here on the planet somewhere and wherever they might have been doing this, what was their intent then at the time? Are you saying they took a primate, an ape, for example, and turned it human?
Well, I would guess this. This is my speculation, and I think this makes as much sense as anything I've heard. Some beings came here to Earth, and for whatever reason, they decided to create a new sentient being, and they wanted that being to be able to interbreed with themselves or somebody like, you know,
exactly,
whatever. They
exactly
wanted it to interbreed with somebody from off the planet. But they wanted to have certain aspects of living on this planet in that new being. For example, they might have wanted to have it able to see better on the planet than they could, or have better skin than they had, or have some part of their biochemistry make the new being better able to live on this planet naturally than they could themselves.